All right, peep taste test.
Peep taste test.
Should I
blindfold myself? Right.
This is crazy.
We're gonna do a blind peep tasting.
No, I don't know. Can you look up stuffed rabbits? No, let's just trigger me.
Why are you doing this to yourself?
I'm afraid of stuffed rabbits because I want you guys to understand or see it.
So why is it that Clown College is harder to get into than Harvard?
Is that true?
They
have a lower acceptance rate. So they are denying people at a rate that is higher than Harvard.
All right, let's do it. Bring us in, Daddy-O.
Welcome back to the Picky Boys podcast.
Welcome.
Jesus Christ has risen.
Starting off, it's
Easter.
It's
March 31st.
Oh, it's not even April. Isn't that weird?
A weird March Easter. Very rare.
It's been a weird March. I don't have, that's it. That's all I got.
Sure.
I feel like.
Yeah.
When was St. Patrick's Day?
It's March 17th.
Also
year.
A Sunday.
Wait, so when is... When
it's
is,
weird
was,
March.
Yes.
When is Easter? Like, what's the rule?
The third... I thought it was the third Sunday of April. That's what
no,
I thought.
No. It's something about the moon and the...
No.
Yes, it's a lunar. It's a lunar thing, and then that determines when Ash Wednesday is. And then 40 days from Ash Wednesday is when Easter is.
And they happen...
Because I didn't know that holidays, they could just... Like, I didn't know they were allowed to switch months.
Right. Like, who gave Easter permission to be in March?
I knew that they could... Oh, it's the third Friday. Sometimes it's the 17th. Sometimes it's the 20th. I didn't know they could switch months.
It's one of the only ones that does, I think.
So does that mean the groundhog has effect on when April is?
That's when Ash Wednesday starts, yeah.
I don't... Because it's...
Easter, the first Sunday after the full moon that occurs on or after the spring equinox.
That's too many words.
Yeah, what the? That's how science.
So some guy
you have
sits
to get.
There. He calculates this every year.
You know what else has risen? Sales of Peeps. Peeps is like one of those candies. Once a year, they have their thing. They boom, and then they just hide.
Probably one of the worst candies.
Yeah, thank God. Keep them hidden.
Really, I love Peep.
Peeps are so
terrible. Marshmallow Peep.
No,
they're
terrible.
They're awful.
But are they awful?
I'll tell you what,
they're
though.
Terrible.
Even though they all taste the same, the shapes make a difference.
They don't all taste the same.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
They pretty much
I've
do.
I've had coffee Peeps.
Oh, my God. No, now I'm not talking about, like, raspberry Peep. Obviously, those taste different.
Oh, you're just talking about the regular Peep.
Yeah, marshmallow sure. Peeps.
Ducks versus, like, the fucking... I don't
snowman
know,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, obviously not flavored Peeps.
Are they ducks?
Chickens?
Chicks.
Chicks?
Chicks.
Chicks.
Okay, gotcha.
Chicks. Yeah, let's just open the package, I think.
Okay.
We got a package sent to our P.O. box by Ariana. That's her name, I believe, right?
Yes.
Right. If you want to send us packages, you can... Jason, have more work. Pop it up right here. Right here is the P.O. box. It's giving more work to Jason.
It's our address.
It's Easter-themed, so that's why we're opening it here.
Yes, we typically open them on Patreon, patreon.com/pickyboys. But this one's Easter themed, so we might as well open it.
So,
it's Easter Sunday.
So, audio listeners, get in here. Let's watch this one, because I think it's going to be very visually stimulating.
I got a sneak peek at it, and ooh, this is
a lot of
effort.
Speaking of extra work for Jason, we also have a top cam. Wow.
You got a little notes. The note basically says, congrats on passing 600. This package is basically an Easter egg hunt in a box. So some will have names on them, and some will not, and that's just for everybody. And, yeah.
So we're just going to do a little hunt?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Let's do a little hunt.
Kit Kat Churro. Give me that.
You immediately found it.
Yeah, give me that Kit Kat Churro. Because I know Jason wants it. He's not allowed to have it.
Tony's going to cut the sides so that we can kind of have this open face on the table.
Oh, speaking of the peeps.
Kind of like an old crate.
It's very possible that we're messing up this whole thing, but I'm sure there's stuff in there. I'm not good with my left hand, JT. I don't know if I'm cutting through things also.
Yeah, I mean, you got it.
I've always wanted to receive a package that's in a crate. I have to open with like a crowbar, you know?
There's a lot of stuff in
here. Try not to dig too deep. There we go.
Oh, nice. It's working well.
Cut any of the insides.
It's working well.
Sheesh.
Got another one? Jason?
Yeah.
Yeah, can we get that away from the keep that away from Jason pile?
All right. JT, I was good to you.
Wow.
That was a little hard, my bad.
Oh, wow. There's all kinds of Kit Kat Churros in here.
All kinds of Kit Kat Churros.
All right.
So a little treasure hunt.
So it's a little treasure hunt.
Oh, there's all kind of Kit Kat Churros.
I got a Hershey's Kiss.
Keep them all.
Oh, I got two.
Oh, we got some more novelty glasses.
What?
These are some St. Patrick's Day ones.
So there's eggs?
So if I find one with a name on it, do I just get to take his present? Or
this one says
I'm
ant,
not sure.
So I'm keeping that one. Love Kit Kats.
Oh
this
sheesh.
One says ant, too.
We all got some St. Patrick's
I'll
Day
I'll be
glasses.
Honest, I'm seeing ears in here, and I don't like that.
Oh, yeah, you're afraid of stuffed rabbits.
Oh, you don't like it?
I don't like that.
You don't like it, Antonio?
Oh, but it's a hat. Oh, this is fire. What the hell?
I thought it was a bunny.
I thought it was a bunny, too. I got a little scared.
Oh, they look so comfy.
What?
Dude, it's a fuzzy hat.
Oh, yeah, dude.
This is awesome.
Oh, my God.
We probably should be describing everything we find in case there are still audio listeners.
That's
but
true. So we have
what is this, a baseball cap with bunny ears on it?
A
it's all
furry,
fuzzy?
It's a furry baseball cap with bunny ears. Very comfortable, by
very
the way.
Soft.
It's very comfortable. I love an Easter egg hunt.
I found a JT one.
Oh, shit.
Oh, kisses.
This is very thoughtful. This is wild.
Yes, I love the presentation and just everything.
All
oh,
right,
look at this.
So
presentation is the best part.
You were just talking about peeps, actually. So how about you eat all of these, and then you tell me that... Oh, so this is fruit punch flavored peeps. Try that one. No, you got to try that one.
This one's party cake. That one's cotton candy.
Dr.
Pepper?
Pepper
peeps.
We got to try these, right? Probably.
Yeah, we all... See, this is why you shouldn't be fucking shitting on things before you know whether you might eat them.
I guarantee I'm not going to like them. Guarantee I'm not going to
like
them.
I bet this Dr. Pepper peep is better than you think.
Jelly beans. Ew. Do you like jelly beans?
I like jelly beans.
Jelly beans suck ass.
Blue raspberry peeps.
What do you mean?
I didn't know there
bean?
Were this many peeps.
Oh my God, there's even more. Strawberry peeps.
Rice crispy treats.
Those
peeps.
Those sound good.
Those are probably really good. Should we just do a
sour watermelon?
Can I get that knife?
It's just going to turn into a peep tasting
video. Can it be
video?
A blind peep tasting video?
I feel like you'll know what this is.
I don't know. If you give me one of each one, I can try to.
You're not going to be able to tell the difference between a strawberry peep and a Dr. Pepper peep.
But maybe that's a strawberry dark. Peep and a fruit punch peep.
Where's
or the
where's
cake peep right. and the cotton candy
all
peep.
All right, where's the knife? Where's the knife? Let's get all the peeps.
This one's sparkly wildberry.
This is s'mores peep.
All right, we got
wow, okay. Well, this turned into a whole video
this
now.
This is a peep video. And I think there's so many peeps in here.
What the hell is that?
This is a peeps pop.
No, it's a
Mike and
Ike.
Oh, I love
pop.
Mike and
you
Ike.
Like Mike and Ike?
Really?
Oh, JT, I found something
also,
for you, brother.
I believe she said all peeps are gluten-free, by the way.
Really? How do you know that?
She said it in the thing. Oh, actually, this one isn't.
Just so immediately wrong. Oh, I know Danny loves this.
Most of them are, though, except for this Mike and Ike's one.
I know Danny loves these, and I found them, so they're mine now.
No, no, no.
I found them. It was my hunt.
Finders
keepers.
Doobie keepers.
Finders doobie keeping them.
Oh, my God.
It's all right. All right, well, now you're just cheating. Oh, my God, there's more. Don't let
wow.
This one has Danny's name on it.
You really just took out the whole let's search through this and just lifted up the grass.
Minecraft, 15 tattoos and 15 stickers.
Reese's carrot. This is an adorable
carrot.
Oh,
wow. This is hilarious. It's a Reese's Pieces carrot.
I'm going to be
that's amazing.
The Kit Kat Churro Goblin, and all you need to come to me with this. And now Jason has one because JT's a bad person.
Also, I think that one is for Chaz, that little goodie bag.
Oh, Chaz missed out on the last one.
Chaz was here last time for the Valentine's Day opening.
Name?
There was nothing for him.
This is for Chaz, but it happens now. He's not here for this one.
And this one has your name, Danny?
Yeah.
Lovely grass. Way less of a mess than last time.
Yes.
This is easy to clean up. Last time, it was...
Oh, and there's so many little hidden ones.
Heart confetti.
This is for Jason.
Wow.
Thank you.
All right. So now we're tasting peeps.
All right, peep taste test.
Peep taste test.
Should I
wait? We're gonna
blindfold myself.
Right. This is crazy.
We're gonna do a blind peep tasting.
All right, so you gotta tell me. So you're not gonna get a, you know, a word bank. You just gotta guess the flavors here.
Hold the box next to
this. I already kind of know some of them, though.
You do already kind of know some of them. No, we'll tell them what it is after.
No, show the camera. Yeah.
I guess it's easier to show this camera, probably.
All right.
All right. Here you go. Good luck.
I love peeps, so I'm very excited. Do they
no,
have a smell?
You can't smell them.
It's a good question. Do they?
Not really.
Really? They don't smell like anything?
What does that taste like, baby? Do you like it? First question, do you like it?
Yes.
Okay.
You got this.
Now, what does it taste like?
That one tastes just kind of normal, like marshmallowy.
We need an answer, baby.
Is it the cake one? Birthday cake?
No.
No.
What was it?
Cotton candy.
Oh, cotton candy.
Come on, bro.
Okay, okay.
I have more faith in you than
I'm
that.
I'm sorry. Cotton candy. It just kind of tasted like a regular peep, honestly.
Wow, this one tastes like you'd expect. What do you think?
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Whoa.
Uh-oh.
I think this is the fruit punch one.
Wrong. Once again, this is the Dr. Pepper peep.
Wow.
Does it taste good?
Yeah, all of them are delicious.
You don't really have a palate cleanser. No. It's a lot of sugar in your mouth, honestly.
They are blending together. They're all subtle flavors.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, but that's really good.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Now that you say it, I can taste the 23 spices.
23 herbs and spices?
Yes.
I think that's KFC.
No. Well, the herbs and spices definitely are, but...
All right, next one.
KFC's only 11, Dr. Pepper's 23. They use more spices.
Who uses more spices? Dr. Pepper?
P, baby.
Really?
He's got a PhD. Mm.
Oh.
All right, what do you think?
This one is the s'mores one.
Jesus, this guy's terrible. This is the Rice Krispie peep.
Oh.
This guy, he's just eating peeps. He's not even playing the game. He's just eating peeps and just randomly guessing.
It's a very subtle flavor. You wouldn't be good at this.
No, I wouldn't be good at all. I didn't claim that I would be really good, like someone to my right, left.
I just said we should do it. I didn't say, oh, I know every peep with my eyes closed.
All right, you kind of did say that, exactly. This one feels like cheating, but here, you could have this one.
Oh.
Well, that was a hard crunch.
Mm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Jason.
Does it taste sexual?
Yeah, what does it taste like?
This one is the s'mores one.
Jesus Christ, Danny.
You're joking, right?
It's a strawberry.
Oh.
It's chocolate-covered strawberry.
He's just eating peeps.
What? I get the flavor subtle, but s'mores versus just, strawberry? What the hell's going on here?
Oh, now I taste the strawberry.
He's just eating peeps.
Oh,
bro.
That one's really good. That one, that little shell of chocolate.
He says that for every one of them.
No, this one's really good though. All
right.
That shell of chocolate is really something.
Yes, it is. Speaking.
Oh,
of
it's another shell of chocolate.
It's true.
There's a couple.
Oh wow, he's going for it. Okay.
Which one do you think you have?
This one's tricky.
Why? Come on, you got it.
Pull up the camera.
Yep.
Is that the s'mores one?
Danny, it's the same one.
No!
It's the same one, dude.
God damn it.
Okay. Here we go. Next one.
I trusted you that there was multiple.
I mean, wouldn't you taste it?
He was back to back.
Next one.
No, go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. No, this is...
What do you think that one is, Danny?
This is the s'mores, right?
Same one.
No.
No, I'm kidding. That one's the s'mores. That one's the s'mores.
Is that one good?
Mm-hmm.
Next peep. Here we go.
Dude, this is so hard.
That's a soft peep. My fingers are full of peep dust, by the way.
I don't know. Maybe is this one like a blueberry?
Blueberry? It's a birthday cake.
Oh.
You are not very good.
I need an amuse-bouche.
Don't use those words.
What is that?
Don't use those
words. Like a palate cleanser out here? I need an amuse-bouche.
Don't use the words with me here. Next peep.
How many more are there?
Bro, there's quite a few left. You got it.
This is the fruit punch one.
Yes, it is. Does it taste like fruit punch?
Yes.
Does it taste like fruit punch?
Subtly.
All right, here we go. Not many left now.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go.
Oh, fuck you. What is this?
There's a few, man. Which one is
this? This is the chocolate-covered strawberry.
Okay, now he's got it. Now he's got it.
He's tasted it three times.
Yeah. Three times the charm. All right, here, what about this one? Danny's eating so many peeps. It's so many peeps.
He's all peeped up out here.
He's all peeped up, dude.
My mouth can barely taste anymore. It's just coated in peep dust.
So many peeps.
Is this a blueberry?
That one is blue, peep flavored.
Blue raspberry.
Blue
so
raspberry.
I guess so.
That counts.
Here.
Oh. Oh. Is this a human centipede?
That was good.
A human centipede.
Which one do I eat?
That one, I guess.
Mm.
Right. Mm. Right.
Ew.
No?
This is the Mike and Ike's one.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Which flavor is that?
I love Mike and Ike's.
Cherry?
Strawberry.
Mm.
All right, last one. You're out of the woods. That's it.
All right, the final peep.
The final peep. What about that one?
s'more.
It's the strawberry
pizza. How many do you have? How many strawberry ones? I feel like I thought I counted four. I thought I ate all of them.
It's the strawberry
pizza. God damn it. This one eludes me.
That one, that's Danny's kryptonite.
Well,
there you go.
That was fun.
Yeah. I bet you didn't expect to eat 30 peeps today.
All right, you want to clean this up and get back to potting?
We're going to clean. How are we going to clean?
I'm just going to. Oh, the box.
Yeah, the box is gone, bro. We'll get a bag.
2,000 years later.
Oh. What?
The serving sizes that you're supposed to eat all four of them.
Really?
Yeah. 200 calories.
Oh, that's not that bad.
Per four serving peeps.
Per four
and there's chocolate on
chick
those,
serving.
I think.
Yeah. And there's chocolate on them. 200. Wait, what?
They were really good.
I mean, they're very light and airy.
This is 270.
That's true.
This is 270. Yeah, wow. Look at that.
I didn't know Peeps had so many flavors across all these brands.
Me neither.
I think every
Rice Krispie Treat.
Every brand now has 1,000 flavors, you know?
If you're a brand you want to compete, you got to be collabing, you know?
Yeah.
You got to be collabing. Especially a band like Peeps who could just fade into obscurity.
I don't think Peeps could ever fade into obscurity. They have one holiday. You know how Mariah Carey will be forever be one thing because of Christmas?
Yeah.
Peeps will forever be because of Easter, so it doesn't matter. I don't think Peeps could get out. Also, to sponsor, like... To work together with Dr. Pepper and Mike and Ike's, do you need to text them or something? You know?
Hey, Doc.
Yeah. I'm coming in for an appointment.
I don't know. And you'd have to maybe, do Mike and Ike both have to approve?
That's a good question. That's a really good question. You think Mike ever thought about getting rid of Ike?
I think they had a whole entire movie/ad campaign about it.
Mike versus Ike?
Yeah, for a while. It was, you know, like the left Twix, right Twix thing?
Dude, speaking the left Twix versus right Twix thing, it got everybody.
Yeah, it did.
It got everybody.
What do you mean got?
It doesn't exist. It's the same thing. Like, they made it...
Are you guys confused about
that? Well, no, it didn't...
I'm saying they made it seem like, and they packaged it as, like, for a while, oh, buy the left one, team right, team left.
Yeah.
But it's just Twix.
But everybody knew that.
I think everyone knew it was kind of a joke.
I'm just saying, it went, maybe I'm the only one that got. Maybe I got. I'm sorry. Everyone could see through.
It's left Twix and right Twix. What do you mean?
We're going to believe that he can see through an ad campaign like that?
I definitely did. I think it's smart. Just like how Mike and Ike's. I mean, it's still Mike and Ike's, but on the box, like some of them had Mike, and then Ike was like crossed out.
That's what I'm saying. See, it's
he got 51%. He got majority stakeholder and kicked him out.
Immediately kicked him out.
But I didn't believe that they were different. I think it just is Ike.
Like, I know Mike's short for Michael. It's Ike Eichel?
That's a good question.
I think it's just Ike.
It's got to be short for something.
I don't think so.
Dude, I'm telling you, dude, these weird... It's gonna be short for something like Ian. How did someone come up with Ike from that?
What is Ike short for? For Dwight?
Are you fucking pulling my nuts right now? Ike is a masculine name of Hebrew origin meaning laughter.
Isaac? I kind of get that.
Isaac, I get.
Isaiah. Okay.
Is Ike short for Dwight? Can you put that down?
There.
Is Ike short for Dwight?
The Isaac thing I can buy.
Eisenhower library image long after.
So Dwight Eisenhower went by Ike.
The fuck?
But no. It was an abbreviation of his last name, Eisenhower. They made it Ike.
Ike.
That's
not Dwight
too.
Not Dwight.
Also, for some reason, they make it a note that he referred to himself as a simple country boy.
What did he do? Why is he popular?
He's the president.
He talked about himself in that way, in the third person.
The president?
He was the president, yes, Dwight Eisenhower.
We called a president Ike?
Well, that's how the teddy bear started, right? Theodore Roosevelt.
He sent...
People used to call him Teddy, and then somebody like gave him a bear, and he's like, oh, the teddy bear.
Is that how the teddy bear started?
Oh.
Well, I mean, stuffed animals existed before then, but teddy bear is a word.
There is no way this is true. This is a Danny fact.
But Teddy was short for Theodore. He didn't invent that.
Right,
but
he invented the teddy bear.
Well, not that he invented,
but he did.
Look this
kind
up.
Of,
look
what
this up. This is checking out.
I said he invented like the teddy bear, isn't like what we call the teddy bear. The teddy bear.
Because why would we even combine the nickname for Theodore and bear?
Well, maybe it just wasn't the nickname for. Maybe, you know, it was reversed. Like, Teddy was first.
It's got a fact check on here.
Teddy's short for Theodore.
What is the story behind
it? Alluding to Theodore Roosevelt, an enthusiastic bear hunter.
That if Danny said that part, that would have helped.
Well,
greatly.
I mean, it's very well known that he's a very outdoorsy type.
I didn't know he was an avid bear hunter.
He refused to shoot a bear.
Wait, so he wasn't. So he was a terrible bear hunter.
So he was a bad bear hunter.
As the story goes, when Collier cornered and stunned a Louisiana black bear for the president's benefit, Roosevelt refused to shoot it. After the incident was publicized, a cartoon was created, and a stuffed toy was made called the Teddy Bear.
Teddy's bear, brother.
And I guess maybe he was a hunter, but this guy cornered and stunned it just so that the president could shoot it easy. And he was like, no, I shoot my own bears. I hunt my own bears.
And he just shoots the guy?
Yeah.
It's like, actually, the bear cornered you.
Oh, it kind of looks like him.
I don't know about all that.
I mean, that a little like, bit.
But do you understand how...
That's how he sits and looks up.
Like you that. Understand that that is a scary image, right?
No, it's
do
not.
You not get scared by that? Do I
no.
have something?
No. I think you do.
No, I think that...
That
bear,
is a scary image.
That bear's a little scary looking.
I think I have something.
But I think you have something, because I don't get freaked out by rabbit toys
Jason,
either.
Can you just look up... See, like, that bear is scary. The one on top. The one on top in the middle. I know. But the one on top in the middle, that picture is scary, no?
I find dolls more scary.
That's fine. Can you just look up stuffed animals?
Look, that's the, hold on. That's the cartoon. Teddy's bear.
He walked away
from
it.
Oh, it was a baby bear. What are we doing, guy?
So that is a correct Danny fact, by
nothing
the way.
Fun about that at all. Just look up...
That is a correct Danny fact.
Just look up stuffed animals. I just want to see.
You crushed it on the facts today. You sucked on the peeps.
These are really terrifying.
No, scroll. I'll tell you which one triggers it. Well, first of all, that stuff.
Oh,
right.
I love that this, fat bear. I love this fat bear.
Jason.
Oh, that needs to stop. That's a pug.
So, like, that big bear is scary. That big bear is
no,
scary.
No, that one's not
yeah,
scary.
Yeah, no, scroll up. Scroll up.
You couldn't hurt a fly.
Scroll up. That one.
The one
that
on the right?
That one's scary.
That one's a
to the right.
Bit,
no, all the way to the right. Not your demon bear.
Fat on the right. Yeah.
That one's scary.
It's
that's
a tad
scary bear.
More scary, but it's still cute.
You don't have to open it. You can leave it.
He definitely has a little bit of a mean, frowny face to
dude,
him.
Dude, look, what's wrong with his mouth? No, I don't know. Can you look up stuffed rabbits? No, let's just trigger me.
Why are you doing this to yourself?
I'm afraid of stuffed rabbits because I want you guys to understand or see it. Oh, God.
None of this bothers me whatsoever.
They're so cute.
Jesus Christ. No, you see that one. I don't know why. The one in the dead middle. The brown one dead in the middle. That one is scary.
That one's
do you
adorable.
Get it? I must have something.
Aww.
Jesus, don't. That's enough.
You got something in a past life.
Maybe.
Like a reincarnation.
Maybe.
Right?
Yeah. Stuffed,
maybe you were thrown to the pit of rabbits.
Stuffed demon. You see, but this one, like a stuffed animal trying to be scary doesn't do it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's like.
No, I agree with that.
You know what I mean?
Now, dolls, on the other hand,
Jesus.
Very scary. Basically, every porcelain doll, terrifying.
Oh, well, that one's a Chucky. That's a Chucky doll, I think. Yeah, that's from
dude,
Chucky.
It's weird how lots of people collect dolls, like, unironically. It's just, they love it.
Dude, type in old dolls.
Yeah,
that's
or porcelain
get,
dolls,
or porcelain
I think he's trying
dolls.
To get.
Yeah. Yeah.
These trigger me, honestly.
Get out of here.
Wow, something really weird deep inside me, just something clicked. It was very weird.
I don't like this at all.
One of our friends, his grandma collects
old
dolls. And so, like, one time I walked into her room and it's just like fucking 100 of them all lining the walls. It's terrifying. I don't like with the eyes and the hard face. I don't like that at all.
Danny hates a hard face. Yeah, my grandmother used to collect porcelain clowns.
Oh!
And my mom, like, she put it all in my mom's room because she thought it was like a fun kid thing like to collect. My mom terrified of clowns now. Terrified
dude,
of clowns.
Did people have fucking nothing to do before the internet?
Yeah.
Like, how is this
what
the people, their hobbies? They're just collecting creepy shit.
I mean,
dude, some of them are battery powered and they like blink and their eyes look around too.
And also, like, collecting things was way more impressive before the internet.
Yeah.
Like the fact that
now you just go on eBay and get everything.
Yeah, exactly.
I can get your whole collection.
Bro, the whole collection in one batch. Like, that's not cool. But yeah, you know, like my grandmother with all the dolls and the clowns, it's almost you need to really go out and get these things. Like to have more than 30 porcelain clowns, there's not just a porcelain clown store. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now you can go to porcelainclown.com.
Honestly, there's probably Etsy probably has a whole porcelain clown section.
I had a porcelain clown that I never thought was creepy, but one of our friends came over to my house and saw it and was like, oh my God, it's terrifying. and then like a few weeks later, I brought the porcelain clown in my bag to his house. And he called me and he was like, what the fuck is this doing here?
You're just like, oh, I was looking for that. Where'd it go?
And I was like, what? What are you talking about? And he went, no, fuck off, Danny.
That's evil. Funny. That's an evil thing. That's
very evil.
That's such a Danny thing to do.
It was very funny.
That same thing. One of our other friends is terrified of the ring. And didn't someone like played it on his TV?
Bro, we played it on his TV and he almost like...
The girl coming out of the well, yeah, by the way.
He almost... Like, first of all, he was screaming, like, genuinely, like, fear. I like, immediately, it's one of those pranks where you feel bad.
Yeah.
You know, that's how real it was. And he was going to break the TV. Like, before looking for the remote, just the fastest option to get it off.
Yeah.
He was going for the TV. He was like, forget it, you know? Scares, man.
Yeah, I know.
All right, look up Porcelain Clown. I want to see if we can find it.
This one had a bunch of balloons, too.
Porcelain Clown with balloons.
Oh no, these are, I've never seen these. These are fucking terrifying.
These
bother me.
Most of these just look like dolls.
If I went to a girl's house and she had this, I'm leaving. I don't care.
Write in the comments what you collect, or if your parents or grandparents collected something weird.
Do you know that every clown has like a trademarked face?
What the fuck does that mean?
So like if you're a clown, you can trademark your own makeup.
Okay.
For all other clowns, like, so they don't use it. And so, the way they trademark it is you put it on an egg.
Can you click that one, Jason, with right above? Yeah, that. So, like, his look with the red around there and the eyes with the, you know, the black things on top, bottom, that's what you're talking about?
And it would be an egg?
Type, like, clown face eggs. So there's a whole museum of, like, clown eggs, and they all have their faces on them. The egg registry.
I hate this.
Oh, no.
I hate this.
This is a museum?
Yeah.
So is it on there? Like Pennywise, probably?
I think it has to be real, like, life practicing clowns. Like, these are, like, you know.
We had to go to clown college.
All right, can you go back to that image you just did, the one below? That old man with that mustache, that's not a clown. That is just an old man.
Well, maybe it's a woman.
Wait, which one?
The bottom, that one. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant top left, too.
No, that's just Chaplin. I don't know, like, what...
That is a little Chaplin-y.
So, yeah, okay, so you're saying that your combination of colors and makeups and spots and shapes on your face, that's all, that's your look.
Yeah.
And you can't double up.
And once you put it in the egg registry, if someone else tries to copy your look, you can say, hey, bitch, I got an egg.
And now what if I want to change my look? Am I locked in because the egg, or do I have to go boil a new egg?
That's a great question.
You probably have to go get a batch of eggs. Or you just have a chicken. Just keep popping out new faces.
Now, what if someone collected these and you walked in their house, saw a cabinet case full of these eggs?
I'm out. This is shockingly Easter themed.
Or it's locked. It's a shockingly Easter themed.
We're full circle.
Or, you know, like, it's the dad collecting these eggs and he comes out like, hiya. You know, it's like, yeah, just in a full clown costume. Jason just, like, physically cringed at the thought.
See, look, that's a guy with his own egg.
Yeah, and he did a good job with that.
Oh, he did do a good job. Nose.
Yeah.
He's much less scary than the egg. Is that weird?
I mean, some clowns are scarier than others, for sure.
So why is it that clown college is harder to get into than Harvard?
Is that true?
They
have a lower acceptance rate. So they are denying people at a rate that is higher than Harvard, which is interesting.
Yeah. Maybe it's just because only one person is like... I guess that would still be 100% acceptance rate. If only one person applied and then they got accepted.
That would be 100% acceptance rate. A person has a better chance of getting into Harvard than the Ringling Brothers and Barnum Bailey College. Why is it so long?
Barnum and Bailey Clown College.
But the Ringling Brothers, they're saying it being part of the circus. I mean, that's not surprising.
An extensive admission process and the seriousness of learning to be a clown.
We know someone went to clown school, don't we?
His name is Antonio.
Got him. No, that's why the acceptance rate's so low. He applies every year and gets denied.
I don't know how I walked into that one.
He doesn't even have his own egg, bitch.
You want this?
No, he's bribing Jason with
this?
A churro kick ass.
How'd you get so many?
I don't have a lot. I don't have any.
You get so many?
Oh, he's stacking them up.
Where did you find them? Did you come over here and grab him when you were handing
him
the
knife? I only gave him one, so he was coming over here and sneaking him. Yeah, but they only accept 50 people a year out of thousands.
Wow.
So
How many people apply?
Thousands.
Thousands a year.
Which is like way less than Harvard, but still, if they only accept 50, then, you know, that's a lower acceptance rate.
I wonder, I guess it's like acting school. Those are hard to get into, I think.
Yeah.
And also, that's Barnum and Bailey. That's the guy that walked the elephants across the bridge.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
To test out the strength of the Brooklyn Bridge, because everybody was afraid that it would fall, Barnum and Bailey marched a bunch of elephants across it.
Huh.
But then Barnum and Bailey shut down because there was like a bunch of elephant people that said, oh, we don't like the elephants being part of the circus. They're mistreated, blah, blah, blah.
And they definitely are. They beat the fuck out of them until they can balance on a ball.
Is that true? Were elephants able to balance on a ball?
Oh, yeah. It was awesome. I used to go to the circus every year.
I went to the full-blown circus one time.
Full-blown
circus. As in, you know, hey, you went
to half-blown circuses?
No. Yeah, but the rest of the time was half-blown. I was half-blown by circuses. Like the hay on the ground and all the clowns running around and coming up the stands and dunking each other. I don't believe that. I don't believe this.
How do they get up on it?
How do you teach an elephant to balance on a ball?
They beat them into it.
What does that mean?
Or you give them treats.
I'm talking about just the, first of all, who comes up with the idea? Like, how about we have this elephant balance on a ball? And then successfully teaching them how to do that. Don't you understand? Like, isn't that process
I like
hard?
How, like, can you click that, what you just said? It said, this is a cruel and unnecessary act, but it does show how agile they are.
That's
it's
what
like,
I'm
this
saying.
Is cruel, but it is cool.
It's kind of fucking awesome. Like, it's not cool to do it anymore, but it was awesome, dude. You had to see this shit.
It was awesome. All right. Well, happy Easter, everybody. JT, where can they find you?
You can find me hopping away. I don't know what that meant. Find me on Instagram at TheJBalls.
You can find me at Danny Is Watching.
You can find me at Aunt Prisco. Can't forget to follow
The Picky Boys on Instagram and Twitch. And also follow the gaming channel.
Beautiful, 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 beautiful.